say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed. Some say love, it is a
As well as singing and playing, I play various instruments, but I decided to stick to piano because I thought once I've got the sound right for that, that's enough. I also write songs. And this is one of mine. I kind of think of it as my February song because I wrote it in February. And because February is when you start to really notice signs of spring. The other title it's got is Thank God, and you'll see why. But yeah, I don't know if I ever record it properly, I might actually call it February Song, although I don't know, it never mentions February. It's quite appropriate now as well. When you hear the words, you'll see, because it does mention days getting longer and we've just had the clocks change, so. Okay, here we go. Days are getting longer, thank God, and I am feeling stronger, thank God. It seemed to me dark nights would never end. Didn't know when I'd hear birdsong again, but now
give way to spring. The days are getting longer, thank God. And sunshine's getting stronger, thank God, thank God. So many friends who love me, thank God. They seem to think well of me, thank God. Days lengthen and shorten the nights. The sun shines so warm and so bright. But now when I need someone, I hear dear friend say, you can call me anytime, I'm never far away. The days are getting longer, thank God, and friendship's growing stronger, thank God, thank God. Darkest winter, when there's no warmth at all, when all the tears have frozen before they even fall, remember that spring will come. Remember, one day soon you'll see the sun, the clouds will blow away to let through brighter day. Thank God, thank God, thank God. The days are getting longer, thank God.
Next, I'm going to play something. One of the first things I ever played on piano that was like a proper grown-up pop song rather than, you know, Twinkle Twinkle or something. A lovely Carole King song that a lot of you will know, I think.
Pleasure.
Okay, so this next one is another one which was again one of the first, and I don't know whether Will You Love Me Tomorrow that I just played or this one was the first song I ever taught myself. It's one of these two. This was the other first song I taught myself to play. I probably didn't play quite as nuanced chords back then because I was like 7 or 8, but yeah, this is another lovely, lovely song. It's my take on the Bangles' Eternal Flame. Give me your hand, darling. Do you Ugh, sorry, I've been very asthmatic and this is my first gig for a long time. So sorry about that slightly dodgy note in the middle there. We're going to go back to Tapestry because I just love that album. And I didn't teach myself this when I was 7 or 8. This was a bit later. I listened to it back then though. This is So Far Away. It's quite a heartbreaking song, but so beautiful. So far away. Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. And it doesn't help to know you're so far away. Long ago I reached for you and there you stood, holding you again could only do me good. How I wish I could, but you're so far away. One more song about moving along. Say much of anything that's new. If I could only work this life out my way, I'd rather spend it being close to you. But you're so far away. Doesn't anybody stay? Next we're going on into, I mean, that was the 90s for me because I was a bit older by the time I was actually playing that song rather than just listening. Now we're going on to a bit of Mariah Carey. I loved the album that this was on, Music Box it was called. It was a really good album. And a lot of the songs were sort of heartbreaking. But this song, this is a bit more of a hopeful song. And what I really like about it is that it's being able to find the hope inside yourself. There are so many songs where basically you're only complete if you're with another human. And actually, you know, we need help, we need friends, etc. But we've also got a lot of resources within as well. And that's why I like this song. This is Mariah Carey's Hero. Mm-hmm. inside your heart. You don't have to be afraid of what you are. There's an answer if you reach into your soul, and the sorrow that you know will melt away. Strength to carry on, and you cast your fears aside, and you know you can survive. So when you feel like hope is gone, look inside you and be strong, and you finally see the truth. It's a long road, and you face the world alone. No one reaches out a hand for you to hold. You can find love if you search within yourself, and that emptiness you felt will disappear. So the next song is a less well-known one by the Cranberries. It was the title track of their second album, No Need to Argue. And when I was 15 or so when I heard it, I thought it was kind of sad, but it didn't really speak to me that much. Move forward 25 years. Yeah. You've been in that relationship, you've had the arguments, you've broken up, you know. So this is No Need to Argue, and I learned it not long, properly, not long after Dolores O'Riordan died, as a sort of tribute, because she and the Cranberries got me through a lot of teenage angst. So I thought, what song could I learn and get away with singing in a folk club? And I decided this would fit.
There's no need left me so sore. And the thing that makes me mad is the one thing that I had. I knew I'd lose you. You'll always be special to me, special to me, to me. And I remember all the things we once shared, watching TV movies on the living room armchair. And they say it'll work out fine. Was it all of time? 'Cause I knew I'd lose you. You'll always be special to me, special to me, to me. Forget in time, you said I was on your mind. There's no need to argue, no need to argue anymore. No need to argue.
No, we don't want this organ, because otherwise you'll end up with but we're not doing that. I'm gonna cheer you up a bit now. So we've had the Cranberries, we're moving a little bit forward now in the 90s to the Cause. Now, this was on their album, which was called Forgiven Not Forgotten, which isn't as famous, but is, in my opinion, the best album. You should all go and buy it or listen to it on Spotify or whatever, if you like the Cause. And if you like folky flavoured music. Because they then did Talk on Corners, which it was all right, but it wasn't as folky and as different. It was more poppy. So I did. I was doing GCSEs at this point, and we had a task, and we had a choice of different things. So one of them was a review. So I did a review of the Talk on Corners album, and I called it Forgotten Not Forgiven. So this song hopefully won't make you do this, but it's called Runaway.
Nothing like me and you. I'm not alone. Tell me you feel it too. And I would run away. I would run away. Yeah, yeah. I would. Thank you. close the door, lay down upon the floor, and by candlelight make love to me through the night, 'cause I have run away, I have run away.
This is the last in the sort of Carole King ones that I'm doing today. Sometimes I sing Natural Woman, but honestly, my lungs are just not up to that right now. But this one has a lovely message. You've Got a Friend. This is my take on the Carole King version rather than the James Taylor version, although the James Taylor version is nice as well. But I like this one because it's more piano-y. Down and troubled, and you need some love and care, and nothing is going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and so brighten up even your dark. hurt you. Yes, and desert you. They'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, but don't you let them. You just call out my name. There's one more cheesy song, unashamedly cheesy, and I've actually never seen the film.
Go on.
So this is my, it's my goodnight to everyone, really. It's a folk song called The Parting Glass. Of all the money that e'er I spent, I spent it in good company. Of all the harm that e'er I've done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me a parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. Of all the comrades that e'er I had, they are sorry for my going away. And all the sweethearts that e'er